Chapter 13. Alligator Snack. An hour later, I'm back in front of the castle with my megaphone. Though, unlike Belly, I don't really need it with 10 girls. There will be 2 more tests, and then an interview to whittle down the finalists to 1 person. 1 princess. The finalists are all there. Tulip is examining her nails, which are sparkly pink. Is Wendy admiring her own manicure? No. Does she even have polished nails? No. I smile. In fact, what Wendy is doing is stretching her calf muscles. She's wearing athletic shorts and a tank top, and her hair is pulled back in a tight ponytail. And there's Belly. She's wearing a maid's uniform, but at least she has on sneakers and a sun hat. Go, Belly! Jonah calls out next to me. Although I'm pretty sure Wendy is going to win the whole thing, I'm glad Belly is taking her rightful place among the finalists. She deserves to be here. So what if she's only a maid? A maid becoming a princess is the ultimate rags-to-riches story, isn't it? But I do feel bad for her, because she's obviously not going to win. Hello, finalists! I say, go us! Wendy shouts, pumping her fist in the air. The girls give one another a round of applause. The next challenge will be a show of courage, I announce. Just like Minerva said, General Glover, the commander of Bog's army, was happy to help with the bravery test. Minerva, Lawrence, and I worked with him last night to prepare. I see the general marching up to the lawn in full uniform, whistle in his mouth.
Okay, girls, down to the boats at the swamp, General Glover shouts.
The swamp? Tulip repeats. Oh, my. I don't like alligators.
You just have to show 'em who's boss, Wendy says, cracking her knuckles.
They're boss, Tulip says. They'll take a bite out of me, and I would never take a bite out of them.
Clearly, Wendy will win the courage challenge. Right now, she's practicing karate.
General Glover leads the march to the swamp, which is just a short walk away. He blows his whistle. Tulip frowns and covers her ears. I bet she has delicate eardrums.
Girls! General Glover shouts. Each one of you will take a boat, one by one, across the swamp, and then make the return trip. Do not stand up in the boat. I repeat, do not stand up in the boat. Got it?
The girls nod. He continues,
Now, as you know, there are alligators in this swamp. Actually, there are all kinds of swamp creatures, big and small. And let me tell you, just because a swamp creature is small, doesn't mean it doesn't have sharp teeth.
Yes, sir, the girls shout. A blonde girl is first. She's about to step into the metal rowboat when an alligator slithers toward her boat. Ah, she screams. Alligator! I'm not getting anywhere near that thing! She runs off. 1 down, 9 to go.
Next!
General Glover shouts. The girl with long red braids named Holga steps up and points at one of the gators.
I'm not afraid of you! She calls out.
I wouldn't provoke him, but that's just me.
Holga gets in the boat. She picks up the oars. The alligator swims toward the boat.
Beat it, gator,
she says, and rows confidently across the water. 2 female army sergeants are on the other side, clapping. Holga rows back to us and hops out.
Way to go. Next, Holga calls. Hey, only I get to say that, General Glover shouts. Next.
A petite girl with enviable biceps eyes the water. Now there are 2 alligators circling in the swamp, and a bunch of green lizards with their tongues darting out are walking around near the shoreline.
I just remembered I'm supposed to be somewhere, the girl says and runs off.
Me too,
the next girl says.
Chickens, I hear Wendy mutter.
Wendy is next. She marches up to the boat, completely ignoring the alligators and swamp creatures, which are more numerous now because of all the commotion. She gets in the boat.
Oh, hi, Gators. I know you want to bite me and possibly have me for lunch, but sorry, we all have to share this swamp, so I'll leave you alone if you leave me alone. Wendy is courageous and smart. I know she's going to win. She makes it across and back without a hitch. Next up is Tulip. She slowly walks to the boat. Can she even lift the oars in her delicate hands? She takes white gloves from her pockets and slips them on. Seriously? I see her look at the alligators who are circling nearby. A toad hops right into her boat and sits on the front perch. Ugh, she says. I heard if you touch a toad, you'll turn into one.
Don't touch it then, Jonah calls out helpfully.
She rows to the other side. Slowly. I stare at my watch. Could she take any longer?
Shoo! She calls to the alligators when they start swimming toward her boat. Shoo!
Shocker that the alligators don't listen to Princess Tulip. But she does manage to turn the boat around and make it back to shore. In one piece, too. Huh. That was unexpected. I'm impressed, I say to her. She peels off her white gloves and puts them back in her pocket.
Why, thank you, she says.
Eventually, there are only two contestants left. One is Belly. The other is a mean girl named Morgana who has been making snide comments the entire round. Belly steps toward the boat. She doesn't say a word. She stares at the alligators. I watch her pick up the oars and row with even strokes to the shore.
Uh-oh. The two alligators are chasing her boat. She's got this, Jonah whispers. Don't get your hopes up, I say.
You'll see, he says with a small smile.
Belly pays the alligators no attention at all. She focuses on the other side of the swamp. Her boat touches the shore, then she quickly turns it around and rows back. As she steps out, her eyes light up.
I did it,
she whispers to a tiny yellow snake on a tree branch.
Oh, big whoop, Morgana snaps. Watch a pro make it across and back even faster.
Belly frowns, but doesn't say anything. Morgana steps into the boat and remains standing in the center of it.
Did she not hear the do not stand up in your boat part? Jonah asks.
Morgana sticks out her tongue at the alligators. She puts her hands to her ears and wiggles them and shakes her body.
Losers, she calls to the swamp creatures. You think you're so tough.
She gives a karate chop, and that's when it happens. She loses her balance and falls overboard, right into the water.
Oh no, that wasn't supposed to happen. The general promised me everyone would be safe. As long as they stayed in their boats. Morgana is not in her boat! Ah!
Morgana screams.
Help! Help!
Before the general can even move, Wendy races over to the shoreline and grabs Morgana's arm. The alligators open their giant mouths. Their sharp white teeth are enormous, and they're headed for Wendy's left leg. Morgana is frozen in place, her eyes like saucers, as she stares at the alligators moving straight toward her and Wendy. Wendy quickly carries Morgana to the shore. Morgana drops to the ground, shaking and crying.
I get a do-over! Morgana screams. I was almost torn apart by alligators!
No do-overs!
General Glover shouts even louder and blows his whistle.
I told you not to stand up.
Morgana glares at him.
This contest stinks.
She gets up, crosses her arms over her chest, and stalks off.
Some people,
Jonah whispers to Belly with a shake of his head. I'll say.
Oh, and I told you so,
he says, beaming at me, and then motioning with his chin toward Belly. Whatever. I have other things on my mind. There are only 5 finalists left in the whole contest. I turn to study them. There's Holga, with the long red braids, who's 12. And Tara, a 14-year-old science whiz with a black pixie cut. Then there's Belly and Tulip. And Wonder Woman herself, Wendy! She saved Morgana! I know she's going to win!